So today, what I wanted to talk about is be careful with your time. And our verse is Ephesians 5:15-16. It says, be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Wow, does that fit? Does that fit what we're living through? So, again, the title is Be Careful With Your Time. Time is your most precious commodity. You only have a limited amount of it. It's estimated that people will live an average of 72 years or 26,000 days. We all may think we've got plenty of days left, but if you're over 27, which is probably everybody on this call, you've already passed 10,000 days. You're not getting any of those days back. And that's what makes time your most precious resource. You can always get more money, you can always get more energy, but you cannot create more time. You have a certain number of days in your life, and that's it. When you spend them, they're gone. So life management is really time management. If you learn to manage your time, then you learn to manage your life. Again, our verse, be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. The opposite of careful is careless. The Bible tells you not to be careless with your life. Be careful. That means you should be intentional and deliberate with your time. You need to be purpose-driven. Do you know what it looks like to be careless with your time? On average, people spend 3 hours and 15 minutes a day on their phone. And Americans spend more than 5 hours a day using their phone to check things. An average of 58 times a day. That's 35 hours a week that we've devoted to staring at a tiny little screen. And that doesn't include time spent on the computer or watching TV. Of course, not all of that is fruitless. Not all that's wasted. But being careful with your time means being aware of how you spend it and of whether you are spending it on things that really matter. 1 Corinthians 10:23 says, someone may say, I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is helpful. I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything encourages growth. It's not a sin for you to spend 5 hours watching cute cat videos on YouTube, but it might not be the best use of your time. Some things aren't necessarily wrong. They're just not necessary. It may not be wrong, but is it worth giving your life for? Remember, be careful with your time. Be careful with your days. Spend them wisely. Let's pray. God, we thank you for all you do for us. We thank you for the time that you've given us, God. And I pray that each one of us will take a look at our lives and make sure that we are spending our time wisely. Spending the time that you have given us, spending it wisely. And the God, that all we do brings glory to you. Thank you for all you do for us. Thank you for your wisdom, your guidance, your protection. God, we pray that you watch over us and lead us in all we do. We are so thankful and we love you so much. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.